And Barry O'Farrell's stunning resignation as New South Wales Premier yesterday completely overshadowed the Prime Minister's announcement of a multi-billion dollar roads package to support an airport at Badgerys Creek. Barry O'Farrell was meant to be standing alongside the Prime Minister out there in the West. Instead, he stayed back in the CBD to announce he would be stepping down at a special party room meeting next week. So, Tony Abbott was left flying solo in Western Sydney and facing questions about Barry O'Farrell's resignation, including a question about whether he trusted the New South Wales Liberal government now, which had, quote, been proven to be corrupt.
That, if I may say so, is an entirely unjustified smear. Let me not mince my words, madam, an entirely unjustified smear. And frankly, I think you should withdraw that and apologise, because there is no evidence whatsoever for that. Can you please tell me what your evidence for that is?
Please.
I've asked what the evidence for that statement was, and none has been forthcoming.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott yesterday. Well, Paul Bongiorno's in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Paul, that question really hit a nerve with the Prime Minister. He was furious at the suggestion or the statement, really, that the New South Wales government had been proven to be corrupt. This is Tony Abbott's home state of the Liberal Party, isn't it? So he's taking all of this personally, perhaps.
Well, this is the really big problem that the Abbott government has. It's a New South Wales centred and based government, and a lot of the players that are parading in and out of ICAC and are about to be called are people who are prominent in the division, as the Liberal Party calls their state branches, that supports and backs Tony Abbott and the Abbott government. But look, I think that the Prime Minister's reaction there is completely understandable. That question, without a doubt, was a smear. But Tony Abbott understands the potency of this perception and the danger politically to him and to brand Liberal. But I've got to say that he himself understands it so well that he uses that as a political device. He did it last July when ICAC found Obeid corrupt. Tony Abbott tweeted that ICAC hashtag this is Labor. So I think that politicians can be too cute by half. There is no doubt that there is no evidence that the New South Wales Liberal government is corrupt. The Prime Minister 100% right. And also one could say there is no evidence that Labor by definition is corrupt. The only people who think this are its political opponents.
Well, it all comes back to really the talk about potency, Paul, the potency of several players. Both the same can be said for Labor and for Liberal. For the Liberals, it's Nick DiGirolamo. I think it was Mark Riley on Channel 7 who described him yesterday as political plutonium, as in there's no safe distance. Arthur Sinodinos has found that. Barry O'Farrell has found that. This is a problem.
Well, it is indeed. And again, going back to why Tony Abbott bit so hard yesterday, the last thing he wants is any perception that the New South Wales disease has spread to Canberra. And from that point of view, Nick DiGirolamo, the evidence that's been forthcoming in ICAC, suggests that he was a main chancer, peddling influence, and on the make. And at the heart of the Liberal Party, in the sense that he was a key fundraiser, raised thousands of dollars. So from that point of view, you'd have to say that the advantage that the Liberals, both in Sydney and in Canberra, have enjoyed over Labor on the broad issue of corruption has been neutered thanks to ICAC, which, by the way, I noticed today that many senior Liberals have been quoted as saying that ICAC has turned into a kangaroo court. And that Geoffrey Watson, SC, council assisting ICAC, should be resigning, not Barry O'Farrell. Mm. Well, this sort of argument is quite fascinating, because there are many lawyers, and I've spoken to them, who see any royal commission as a kangaroo court because it doesn't have the rules of evidence. The argument against that, of course, is that royal commissions, because they're not bound by the rules of evidence, can often get to the truth of the matter. And one suspects that Tony Abbott, Prime Minister, in setting up the royal commissions into the pink bats and into the unions, knows quite well that things can be said with privilege that can, in fact, smear your political opponents.
And I do note it's it's interesting that it's not the New South Wales Liberal politicians by and large who are attacking ICAC. We'll hear from Brad Hazzard, a Liberal frontbencher in Barry O'Farrell's government, a little later, and he's, you know, not accepting the invitation to have a crack at ICAC in particular. Paul, just finally, we're going to be speaking to former New South Wales Liberal leader Peter Collins in a moment. He's also a lobbyist. But just on Labor, Louise Pratt has conceded defeat in the WA Senate election. In doing so, she has eviscerated Joe Bullock, the candidate who was elected to the Senate for Labor, and his union, the Shop Distributive and Allied Employees Association, otherwise known as the SDA or the Shoppies. The fact that Labor returned only one senator in this WA election should be the impetus for significant party reform.
Well, yes, I think the WA result and what went on with WA does give enormous strength to the arm of the reformers. But one thing has to be said here. For example, Bill Shorten and the right in backing Joe Bullock, they had no idea that he was treacherous to the Labor Party. I mean, how does a candidate, a Senate candidate to the Labor Party, say that he hasn't always voted for the party, that people in it are mad and people are right not to trust it? I mean, that basically is political treachery, and that's what the added spice to this whole argument is.
Paul, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Paul Bongiorno is the National Affairs Editor with the 10 Network on the whole issue of Joe Bullock and the WA Senate candidacy and the shop, the SDA union. Will be joined by Joe De Bruin after 8. He's the National Secretary of the Shoppies.